Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Visitors, by Martin Kay. Unfamiliar circumstances have come knocking at my door, surprising from all angles, surprising from the darkness. There's a woman at my door. There's a woman at my door, and she's insistent, wanting in. But she is outside. Outsider. Lots of outsiders are on the other side of my door, knocking, knocking. Crawling, crawling, seeking, seeking. I cannot welcome you in, strange visitors. I cannot make you a cup of tea, if you're the woman I think you to be. You'll have to stay outside my door, and I will stay within. Why do you stay there outside my door? No words to speak of, yet silver syllables are trying to breach my door. Are you waiting for something? Are you waiting for someone? Someone special to let you in? Because that someone isn't me. I am safe in my sanctum. Patience is my friend. For now I can resist you. I am strong enough to handle this. But I do wish I had another door. Yonder, by Kay Blackwood. I spy with my little eye something beginning with Y. I'll give you a clue. It moves with fluid grace, moving down, then up, unravelling a thread behind it, bulbous in its form, spun with method and the instinct of far less years than I, and yet it spins in the wind, buffeted by forces it cannot see, and nature beyond its control. Though you probably cannot see it, even though you definitely have the vantage. Do you have eyes out there while you stand guard on me, on the kid whirling with their yo-yo, casting wild and free? Though perhaps I should have chosen yonder, staring out the window at the places I cannot go. Forced to consider an overlooked view, I must concentrate to see and take stock of what might be. I can survey my domain, limited as it is, and confidently say, B is for a well-read book, P is for some paper, K is for the knitted blanket, a childhood wrapped in patchwork, stitched with cares and love. W is for the wisdom of my peers, and T is for the thought that my colleagues wouldn't be here. I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with H. H is for the hope that all my friends are safe. Filed Away by MKB. Down amongst the boxes, hidden well, not hiding, holding fast against the forces of darkness pressing in on darkness. Paper words, security, certified and filed. Words to explain the darkness, explain the need for resting amidst the weight of statements, a comforting century's heaviness. Experiences in words, words in boxes, boxes on shelves, shelves in order, everything in its place, where it ought to be, filed. For future consultation, end of an era consideration. Threads abound, surround, link to might in volume to be found. Hidden strengthening knowledge, kept hidden from the darkness. Secret weapons in the darkness. Everything is filed in place, and all is right with the world. Only it's not. Is it? Draw State by Blackwood Esquire. I spy, with my little eye, something about to go snap. There's a limit to patience between the cat and the mouse, trapped as they are in limbo. A treasure hunt without a clue, monopoly on time and mind, masterminding our status quo, life between crosswords and crossed swords, a supernatural blind man's bluff. I wonder if they've got home safely, rounded the bases and not got tagged by silver bullets seeking ingress. Somehow this charade needs to end. I'm tired of being alone in the dark.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.